Hi, everyone. I'm Carrie Perry.
And I'm Flora Pastorero. And this is Chick to Chick.
Well, it's that time of the year. It's the time of the year where your greetings about the holiday can be contentious, or they can be lovely and just fine. We're talking about the spirit of the holiday season. And what do you say to folks? I don't know about you, but there's this shift in going when you're out, like even if you're just shopping and you see someone and you want to go say, like, we celebrate a Christian holiday. We want to say Merry Christmas, which is what I grew up saying. And now you have to temper it seems, and say Happy Holidays. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I don't want to say anything at all because I'm so worried I'm going to offend someone.
You're worried
about it. So I
drop
my head and I just keep moving, wave. I mean, that seems to be where we are sometimes.
Well, there are so many different things going on right around the same time. Here it is, Monday, December 23rd. Of course, for Christians, we have Christmas Eve and Christmas coming up in just a few days. For our Jewish friends, our Jewish listeners and viewers, we have Hanukkah, which started already.
It started yesterday,
December 22nd, and it goes until December 30th. And then we have our African-American friends who are celebrating Kwanzaa, and that's starts Thursday, December 26th, and that goes through Wednesday, January 1st. So you kind of have three different holidays going on, and I'm sure I missed some for other cultures. I'm sure, and if I missed your culture, please don't be offended. But again, I think the thing is you go by your point of reference, and my point of reference as a Catholic Italian, we celebrated Christmas. So my head always goes to Merry Christmas. And when I say Merry Christmas, I don't mean to offend or exclude anybody else, but it's just like that's your point of reference. And so that's what you say. And I really don't think there's anything wrong with saying Merry Christmas. I don't.
No, now I was telling you earlier that, you know, we were going through, do you say Happy Holidays? And then it reminded me of, you know, Seinfeld, Festivus for the Rest of Us. That was back in the 90s when
that
came out.
I forgot about Festivus. When does
Festivus
that run?
Festivus for the Rest of Us. Yeah. Because even back then in our culture, we were trying to figure out how to have a greeting for the holiday season that wasn't offending anyone. And so I, you know, I guess I was thinking it was more maybe in the past couple of years, but hey, listen, that was in pulp culture that long ago. You know, and the other thing that I have noticed a big change, and this is from our children who are now in college, and we have the other one that's in middle school. You know, elementary school parties used to be a Christmas party.
Not anymore.
No.
It's a holiday party.
Because remember, we used to have, what was it, the Polar Bear Express.
Yep.
And people come in and dress up as a reindeer or Santa or whatever.
Can't do that.
You can't. I don't even know if you can say it.
You can't say it. You can't do it because everybody's getting offended.
And you can't even have green and red M&Ms or something like that.
It's ridiculous. It shouldn't. Yeah. We shouldn't be at that point where people are getting offended. What I think is better is, don't get offended. Let's educate each other about all of these different cultures and all of these different celebrations.
Let's have inclusion on all of it.
I do. So when my son was in school, and I really liked this idea, it was still a Christmas party. It was still a Christmas party when he was in elementary school. One of his classmates was Jewish. Again, our point of reference is Merry Christmas. We're Catholic. I don't know a lot about Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, but what I did like is that one of his classmates, as I said, was Jewish. And so her mother came in and taught the kids about Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, how they do little gifts every single night for the different nights. She introduced them to that game dreidel. So that's great. Let's educate each other. Educate the kids about Kwanzaa. Educate the kids about all of the different cultures and their
what
different...
they celebrate.
Absolutely.
That's
but
how
don't
I
get
say.
Offended. Don't get offended. I don't mean to offend you if I say Merry Christmas to you and you happen to be Jewish. I don't know that you are Jewish, and that's just my point of reference.
Or the others who don't even celebrate a holiday at all. You know, there's something about let's not talk about it. Let's remove it completely. Well, now it feels negative to me. Now it feels like it's a negative thing.
Like it's a bad thing.
Like it's a bad thing. What is it? I'm not sure if I'm correct, but I think Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't celebrate, you know, they don't really celebrate any of the holidays, not even birthdays. But does that mean, why don't you explain why? Why don't you explain why that is? So there's this diversity in the conversation about what people experience during a holiday, or if it's not a holiday, and why.
Yeah.
I think that that's better. So there's our take. We always call it an armchair therapy, but here's the real question, Flora, since we are celebrating Christmas.
Where is she going with this?
I want to know what you want for Christmas.
What do I want for Christmas? Okay, I know this is going to sound
don't
corny.
Don't even give me this. Peace, love, and harmony
in
the world.
I wasn't going to say that.
Okay, good.
I will tell you what I want for Christmas is what I want every year. I want nothing. I feel like I have everything. I feel very blessed. My son is happy and healthy. My family is happy and healthy, and I have everything I could possibly want. Yeah. And I have the best chick in the world as my co-host. So what more can I ask for?
Oh my goodness. You know, there's truth in all of that because I feel the same way. I think when we get to a space when we feel like we have our needs met, you know, we do, we're very lucky. We have a roof over our head. We have food in our mouths. We have an education and we have an automobile to drive and we have great friendships like you and I have. So you sit back and you think, what do I really need? And I feel like that, you know,
what do I want?
What's great
Nothing.
Is I want more time with some people. That's what I want. And my sisters and I do this quite a bit. And with you, you want to join us? You can be an honorary sister.
She doesn't want more time with me.
I do. I love her. But, you know, like my sisters and I, actually a little while ago, we stopped. We said, what are we doing this gift exchange for when we don't see each other enough? So our gift is time with each other.
And I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like that too, to have more time to be with family and friends. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the greatest gift of all.
I do too. You know, we really hope that everyone who is celebrating whatever they're celebrating or even not just has a wonderful season with each other and be kind and considerate and just let's not take it so seriously.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with that, we're going to say
Merry Christmas
to everyone. Right. Have a beautiful holiday season, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever it is.
Right.
Have a wonderful holiday season.
That's right. You know what? We hope that you will be able to continue to follow us. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And of course, you can go ahead and subscribe to our Chick to Chick page, the YouTube page. That way, every Monday, you can't miss us. It's going to let you know that we have a new episode.
And your gift to us is that you've been watching and listening, and we love that.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week to chirp about another topic.